That was Harry Reeser on banjo with Jan Garber's orchestra playing Stepping Around. And how about that banjo? I'm Bill Chambliss, and this is Scratchy Grooves, coming to you every Sunday at this time on WXDR. We go until 8 o'clock, and tonight we have music from the 20s, as I've said, and some of the brightest, most sparkling tunes ever written were written in that decade. Harry Reeser, I'll tell you more about him as we go on, but here's Tom Stax with Reeser's Bluebirds, one of his many groups. A 1928 recording, Let's Misbehave.
Chaperone can get our number. The world's in slumber. Let misbehave. There's something wild about you, child, that's so contagious. Let's be outrageous. Let's misbehave. Now when Adam won Eve's hand, he wouldn't stand for teasing. He didn't care about those apples out of season. They say the spring means just one thing to little lovebirds. Now we're not above birds. Let misbehave.
Let's Misbehave. Harry Reeser and his Bluebirds, that trip with Tom Stax. Tom Stax was Harry Reeser's vocalist for many years, and you'll hear a lot of his music tonight on this program. Harry Reeser was born in 1896, January 17th to be exact, in Pickway, Ohio. He showed musical ability at a very young age. He'd mastered the guitar by the age of 8. And by 1917, he was also a master of the violin and the cello and the piano. His first job was playing the piano in a little town in Tennessee, of all places. and then he became interested in the piano and began studying that. By 1920, he was a master of the banjo. Played in a band in Ohio. Went to New York City just after 1920. He played with a number of orchestras, including Ben Selvin, Benny Kruger, Sam Lannon. And then Paul Whiteman. And Paul Whiteman took him to London, where he was a great success in a review, I believe, at the Piccadilly Circus Theater. They later played the Palladium, had great success. He came back to the United States a thorough master of the banjo, and the banjo was in great demand in that period. Also in great demand was the ukulele, and here's Harry Reeser and his syncopators in a 1925 recording, Ukulele Lady.
¶¶
popular tune back in 1925. The year I was born, incidentally. Now here's Harry Reeser and the Bluebirds, and another vocal by Tom Stax, 1928, Mine, All Mine. From 1928, Harry Reeser, Mine All Mine, vocal by Tom Stax, as per usual. Harry Reeser was a master musician in many ways. He was also very good on the sax, a marimba, and the trumpet, and on some of these things he plays more than one instrument. I don't know, I can't tell you which one, because I don't have that information with me. But a very versatile musician, and a musician that was appreciated by other musicians particularly. Now here's a composition by Reeser, 1925, piano accompaniment this time. Here's Heebie-Jeebies. Thank you. heebie-jeebies. Harry Reaser on an incredible banjo. Now let's hear from Tom Stacks again, singing a 1927 song. Here's with Reaser's Syncopators. There'll be a little banjo in this one, too, but not as much as in heebie-jeebies. Way Back When.
I said that I was your beau. That made you happy, I know. Then again, later on, you were sweet 16. Charming Cinderella, I was still your fella. You were still my queen. Then there came a day when I heard you say you were mine alone, dear. In a little while, down a little aisle, then you were my own, dear. Those good old days are gone. They passed on, never to return again. I hope you'll never forget to remember way back when.
Back when. Tom Stack singing with Harry Reaser's orchestra. Harry Reaser signed a recording contract with Columbia in 1923 and began producing records, a great many records over many years, with various and sundry groups. He also recorded for other companies with different names to the groups. Probably the most well-known group that he led was the Clico Club Eskimos, sponsored by a soft drink company, Clico Club, on radio. Started in 1925 and went on for 600 broadcasts, several years. Now, next up is a 1925 song. This features Red Nichols on cornet, who played with Harry Reaser's Syncopators at that period. This song is called The Flapper Wife. Repeat there.
Thank you.
Okay, The Flapper Wife, Red Nichols on cornet, Harry Reeser's Syncopators, 1925. Now let's bring back Tom Stax to sing another song with the Syncopators, 1928, Don't Be Like That.
Don't be like that. So hard to get, don't be like that. I want a little kiss, just one you'll never miss. But you don't want a kiss, don't be like that. I don't know why, but you love to tease me. If you'll just try, you will find it easy to please me. We're in a quiet place, I say all, let's embrace. You laugh right in my face, don't be like that. Don't be like that.
Tom Stax, with Harry Reeser and his orchestra, the Syncopators that time, Don't Be Like That. We're doing Harry Reeser tonight, one of the world's foremost banjo players at one time. Here's another number with Red Nichols on cornet. This too is with the Harry Reeser Syncopators, Craving. Thank you. Craving. Harry Reeser and the Syncopators. Now, here's another vocalist, Franklin Bauer, a very popular singer from this era, 1927, will sing Maybe It's You, here again with Harry Reeser's Syncopators. Franklin Bauer. Great peppy music from the 1920s tonight. If you're familiar with this music, I hope you're enjoying it. If you're not familiar, well, pay a little attention to it. It may grow on you. 1925 record with the Syncopators, Harry Reeser again, It Must Be Love. It Must Be Love, Harry Reese's Syncopators from 1925. A very good year. Let's jump ahead a few years. This is from 1931. Vocal by Frank Luther with Reese's Radio Band, Sweet Jenny Lee. Sweet Jenny Lee with Harry Reese's Radio Band, vocal by Frank Luther. Here's a 1925 tune by Harry Reese's Syncopators, On a Night Like This.
Thank you.
Take My Sugar to Tea, Harry Reese's Radio Band, 1931. Let's get back to 1925, my favorite year. The Syncopators, Sweet Man. How's that for a foxtrot? 1925, Sweet Man, Harry Reeser's Syncopators. Now here's Frank Luther to sing another song with Harry Reeser's Radio Orchestra, the old standard, Out of Nowhere. You're listening to Scratchy Grooves, tonight music by Harry Reeser and his various musical organizations. I did a Reeser program once before and got some favorable response to it, so I decided to do it again. These are, for the most part, new records to me, and I hope you're enjoying them. Here's a 1925 Harry Reeser record, Fond of You. You have been listening to Scratchy Grooves tonight. Harry Reeser, his banjo, and many organizations that he led through the years. I want to go out here with another Harry Reeser record from 1928 and a vocal by Tom Stax. When Sweet Susie Goes Steppin' By. First, though, a reminder to stay tuned at 8 o'clock for Neil Payne and his program In a Mist. Great music from this era and from the big band era. I think you'll like it. Here's When Sweet Susie Goes Steppin' By.
Eyes left.
Why, that's Susie over on the right.
That's why I said eyes left. Walking down the avenue, he will stare and declare, don't they make a happy pair? Fellows sigh and say, oh my, tip their hats, wink their eye, when Sweet Susie goes stepping by. Don't pass me by like that. Speak to me, Susie.